course that I could just say that I went to this concert. Hello, I'm Joshua.
And hi, I'm Mary. Welcome to From the Heart.
Orlando is widely known for its tourist spots and attractions, but many people don't know about its thriving arts community.
We are excited to introduce to you talented and passionate artists who shape our arts community. How do they create and why? And how does Orlando benefit from an even greater arts presence?
On each episode, we'll meet guests who are influential leaders and artists who are truly making a difference.
From the Heart. Hi, Joshua.
You beat me.
You did it. How are you?
I loved it. I paused for just a second and you got in there.
And I know you did that for me. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm doing great, Mary. You know, it's so fun because sometimes we do these Facebook Lives so people can kind of see in and see what we're doing. But we have such a good time this today. We're laughing. I almost didn't get that intro because I was just laughing at you. Not in a bad way, in a great way. You know, I was just thinking, this is such an honor and privilege for us, Mary, every week to come in and speak to such great leaders in our arts community and people who are changing lives. You know, we talk about, somebody just said to me a few days ago, it's not like you're curing cancer or feeding the homeless, just don't stress so much. And you know, that's not the truth.
The truth is you're feeding souls.
Absolutely. We are a life preserver. We are a raft and we are helping people. We're saving souls. The arts do that.
Joshua, about 2 days ago, it was an anniversary from the night that we had the closing night at Urban Rethink.
Yeah.
I saw that on Facebook.
I saw our
picture. It was our anniversary. And I remember that night, a letter was read to you from a woman who thanked you for, quote unquote, saving her life by dedicating a concert to her because she was going through such a low time, and you put your arm around her and you told her everything was going to be all right. You come here, you sing your heart out, and you dedicate it to her, and you did change your life.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you saying that, but you know, every single week we meet heroes who are saving lives and who are changing our community, whether it's through the opera, the Philharmonic, or through the Shakespeare Theater, or through the Garden Theater, whoever it may be, they are heroes out making a difference to the arts, and we get to talk to them. We get to have conversation with them.
And hear their passions and why they do it.
I love it. And listeners, we get to open the door for you to learn about these organizations and to learn more about art. And today is no different. We are so excited to talk about Creative City Project, and not just Creative City Project as a night, but really as a movement to bring arts to the forefront in our community. And its founder and executive director, Cole Neesmith, is here with us in the studio today. Cole, we've had you on the show a couple of times. I think we're going to have to get you a plaque or a chair or something, but we're so happy to have you back,
Hi, Cole.
What an honor. So wonderful to be back with both of you. I love seeing your smiling faces.
You know, it might seem corny, but we really do get excited about the creative people that come through here.
Oh, and I believe it.
Why you do what you do. And Creative City Project has such a big place in my heart, maybe because you welcomed me there, but also how I saw you welcomed everyone else. And let's just get right to it. Tell everyone what Creative City Project is and how it got started.
Creative City Project's primary expression is an annual arts event in the heart of downtown Orlando. We welcome hundreds of artists into the streets and public spaces of the city to bring them to life with art and performance. And so our next event is coming up really, really soon, October 15th, this Saturday.
That's this Saturday.
Yeah.
Well, now, hundreds of artists. First of all, how did you ever get the idea for this?
Oh, you know, it started by me looking around and seeing all of my creative friends and music and design and theater and dance. And I said to myself, our city would be so much better if they knew these people existed and got to encounter the things that they were making. Because it's just as you and Joshua were talking about, art really does make a difference in the everyday lives of people. And so by getting our artists and our arts organizations outside of their traditional performance spaces or their traditional galleries and putting them in the public space, we really do make all of our arts organizations accessible to the public and create some meaningful shared experiences among the people of our city and hopefully in the end help people of our city more.
How many arts will be represented, artists will be represented this year?
I think we're on the way to topping 1,000 artists this year for the first time.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow, that is awesome.
How many people are you expecting to come out that night?
And we're hoping to have about 20,000 people come out to the event
this
year.
Amazing.
Each of these people listening right now We'll all be there together. Yeah. You'll get to see Mary and Joshua's smiling faces yourself, because they'll both be not just attending, but Mary will be participating this year. And Joshua, the Central Florida Community Arts Orchestra and Jazz Band will be there. So we get to create together on Saturday.
And Mary, what are you doing this year?
Oh, I want to surprise you.
I do. I'm excited now. It's like an adventure.
Yeah, it's going to be a surprise.
You know, there were so many neat things. Just remembering my walk down memory lane for Creative City Project last year. And I think, you know, experiencing art in the back of, you know, like trucks and walking up and not knowing what you were going to walk into when you got in the back of that truck and then experiencing that. But one of the coolest things was my dear friend Josh Wilson, who helps lead our jazz band. He did a whole projection on the side of a truck with music. And it was just, there was just so much out of the box thinking that happened. Yeah. As it went into that, do you have brainstorm sessions with these artists? Is it stuff that they bring to you themselves, or how does that facilitate it, Cole?
So every year we have a really fun party where we get all the artists together, anybody who's interested in participating, and we just talk to them about the heart of what Creative City Project is. And one of the things that we challenge them with is to consider how architecture and environment influence the relationship between artist and audience. And so as we get outside of our normal performance spaces, it gives us the opportunity to begin considering, well, what can I do different from a creative perspective that will engage the audience in a new way? We really stress interactivity. We stress relationship, because at the heart of it, it's not just the creativity of the Creative City Project that's so compelling to me. It's the relationship of the Creative City Project. So we get to have a great time as a family of artists who are all producing, but we love getting out into the public space and having significant creative moments with the audience. Mm-hmm. That's one of the I think hallmarks of the Creative City Project is the interactivity, is that people, even our larger arts organizations like the Central Florida Community Arts Orchestra, people don't just have that traditional experience where they're separated from the orchestra by, you know, several rows of chairs. Mm-hmm. We actually, this year, the Central Florida Community Arts Orchestra will be at the 55 West Plaza, and we'll be using the balconies there. We'll be using the grand staircase there. We'll have several stages, and the orchestra will be dispersed among all those balconies and staircases and stages, and the audience truly has an immersive orchestral experience.
Sound coming from all directions.
Exactly.
Like the way we're coming to you from 107.7 Magic FM from the heart.
Wow, that was pretty impressive, Mary.
I surprised myself. I love that immersive sound, because in a way you're even breaking up the different instruments, so how that's going to hit each person will be a little different.
Yeah, everybody has a unique experience. And even from a broad perspective, that's one of the things we talk about too, is we want every person to walk away from the Creative City Project telling an equally compelling but completely different story of their experience. And so we have these giant wow moments where Cirque du Soleil, their acrobats are hanging from the end of a crane, and the Central Florida Community Arts Orchestra and the Orlando Ballet and their full company. We have these big wow moments, but then we have these very small, intimate moments that maybe 5 or 10 or 20 people are experiencing at one time. But they're all equally compelling experiences for completely different reasons.
Mm-hmm. Open That's people's so hearts cool. or minds or eyes in a different right. way. Yep. That's what art does.
So, Cole, tell us about, you know, tell all our listeners and to remind Mary and I just the experience. You know, where is it, and where do we park, and do we have to buy tickets? You know, kind of walk us through the steps of how to make a successful Creative City Project night.
It's October 15th from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. There is stuff for the entire family. It's a family-friendly event, and there's a lot of things to explore and discover. You can see a lot of these details on creativecityproject.com. We have a lot of details there.
It's .com.
Creativecityproject.com, right? And it's in the heart of downtown Orlando. We close down Orange Avenue, Pine Street, and Church Street. So the primary kind of location is Chase Plaza right there where the movie theater is. Lincoln Plaza down at SunTrust is another location. The City Arts Factory Gallery. So if you come to Orange Avenue on Saturday night, October 15th, between 5 and 11 p.m., you won't miss it.
You'll see artists
flying in the air and lots of projection and tons of people having a great time as they encounter these creative moments. There's a ton of parking in downtown Orlando. You can take an Uber, which maybe I would suggest instead of driving.
Yeah, that's a good
idea.
Or,
of course, you can hop on the Lynx and take a ride down to downtown Orlando. But you can park at the Chase Plaza garage. You can mm-hmm. park at many of the city garages right there at City Hall. You can park in the City Hall garage. One of the things I love about the Dr. Phillips Center is I think it's taught people how to park downtown.
Yes.
So if you've been to the Dr. Phillips yes. Center and you've parked in either of those parking garages, those are great locations to park if you're coming down for the Creative City Project.
Absolutely. One of the things I loved last year as I was setting up during the day, Joshua, people would come by going, "What's going on here?" And I would tell them, like, "Really? It's going to happen here? What? We can just show up? We don't have to get tickets? Like, no, just please come, enjoy." And people did. People would come back and go, "Well, we came. This was great."
Yeah. And last year, I remember, too, that when David and I were walking the streets and experience and everything, there were so many people who were just there to check mm-hmm. out the bar or whatever, and uh-huh. they just happened upon yes. it. And to see their faces light up as they walked into those streets, like, what is this?
Yeah.
They were
yeah.
so excited. It was awesome.
It was exciting being an artist there, watching people feel like they've discovered something so cool, because they did.
Yeah. And just from a ticketing standpoint, it is a free event, but we do ask people to reserve tickets just so we know how many people are coming. And
nice.
It gives us the opportunity to send out last minute details for people. So you can also book those tickets on creativecityproject.com. And it lets us stay in touch with everybody throughout the year as well. And we also have two VIP experiences. One of them includes a dinner at Artisan's Table. So we're adding that this year, and you can go and find information about those VIP tickets on creativecityproject.com. And how about this, Mary? Let's offer a 50% discount to anybody who would want to reserve one of those VIP tickets. Can we do that? Are we allowed to do that?
I think you just did.
You just did. I mean, you are cold knees.
Seriously?
So.
Let's do it. So if you want to, if you're interested in our VIP experience, we have reserved locations at each of our stages with some special snacks and drinks for you. And it's right up close in front to all of our acts at our main stages. So that comes with the VIP experience. Like I said, a wonderful dinner at Artisan's Table. We're having a experience this year called The Art of the Cocktail that pairs artists and artisans yes. who make cocktails. You get a ticket to The Art of the Cocktail. So if you go to creativecityproject.com, you can find where you can reserve those tickets and use the promo code FRONTROW.
Front row. All caps.
Front row. Because we want to get you to the front row.
That's
and you'll
beautiful.
Get...
Half price. And yeah. I'm sure that's helping you out, the organization, because you've never
Absolutely.
Charged before. Tell us how that's helping you.
Right. So, you know, the Creative City Project is only made possible by the generosity of tons of people. So we have some money from government. We have some money from, of course, private individuals who care about what we're doing. And then this is a really great opportunity not only to have an amped up experience at the Creative City Project, it also really does go a long way in helping us generate some revenue so that we can provide this service mm-hmm. to the community as a whole. So not only will you have a great VIP night, you will also make the night possible for everybody else who's there. So thank you for those of you who want to join us for that VIP experience.
We know the blood, sweat, and tear very few of you do for so many of us here. Mm-hmm. And we are listed as one of the most creative cities in our country
yeah.
by many publications. So that's no accident. And you're a big help for that. So that's why I wanted you to say something, because I know you can use whatever you get.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you can also, when you go online to book those tickets, you can get those free tickets. There's also an opportunity for you to just make a $10 donation there. Mm. And, you know, we'll probably have 15,000 tickets reserved. And if everybody gave a $10 donation,
Amazing.
That would radically change the experience of all of our guests.
Creative City, Florida next year.
Exactly. Right?
Yeah. And I know you are a nonprofit now, right? You guys have actually formed a corporation. You have a board and all that. Anybody you want to give a shout out to that really helped you on that journey?
Oh, wow. You know, the biggest shout out is honestly to the Orange County Arts and Cultural Affairs Board, who we apply for some grant funding through, and we applied last year for funding this year. This is our first year of funding, and we received $40,000 from the county, which is unheard of. And I would love to circle back around to that. But the thing I want to talk about related to that is in our application process, they actually gave us some pretty significant pushback and saying, you need to really build your board and work on your organization.
Ooh.
And, you know, it stung a little bit in the moment, but I spent the first 6 months doing that. And we are in such a great place because we invited more community members. In fact, we just had our Orange County grant panel review a couple weeks ago. And one of the things that they said to us is, out of all the applicants who have applied this year, you, Creative City Project, have the most diverse board out of any of the other organizations.
Oh,
and we just got to smile together when they said that.
That
it's been really
surprised
cool.
me. I want to hear more about that and how being pushed actually made you better.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be right back in just a little while on From the Heart. This is Magic 107.7, Joshua Vickery, Mary Thompson Hunt. We're coming back.
Welcome back to From the Heart on Magic 107.7 FM. I'm here with my beautiful co-host, Mary Thompson Hunt. This is Joshua Vickery, and we have the privilege and honor of speaking to Cole Neesmith, the founder and executive director of Creative City Project. And Cole, you've been on the show with us several times. Always a pleasure to chat with you and have conversation with you. But let's just dive right back into where we left off. But talk to us about Creative City Project and remind us about what this night is all about and how we can get involved and how we can experience it.
Yes. October 15th, 2016, this Saturday, the Creative City Project brings nearly 1,000 artists to the streets and public spaces of downtown Orlando for an experience you can't have anywhere else in the entire world. Cirque du Soleil, Orlando Ballet, Central Florida Community Arts Orchestra and Jazz Band, the Cook Trio, Sack Comedy Lab, the Red Bull B-Boys, the Accidental Music Festival, the Florida Symphony Youth Orchestra, Phantasmagoria, Art and History Center's Maitland.
I'll be there with a surprise.
Mary Thompson Hunt and a surprise. Yeah. The list goes on.
My neighbor two doors down has something happening.
Oh my gosh.
Nice. It's a free arts event for the public. And you can find more information about the night, how to park, where to get there, how to reserve your tickets at creativecityproject.com.
That's awesome. And you just listing out all of those different arts organizations and people who are involved. What a smattering of different types of arts. I just love that. I mean, from Phantasmagoria to Cirque du Soleil to the Art History Museum of Maitland. I mean, you've got us all there.
He might have listed 10 or 12, but there's 1,000. Did you say 1,000?
Well, there aren't 1,000 arts organizations, but we'll have nearly 1,000 artists.
Yeah. 1,000 artists. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. And I love every time you say 10 to 4 Community Arts Orchestra. It just makes me happy and proud.
It's a real happening. Back in my day, it was an arts happening.
And Joshua, Central Florida Community Arts was featured in Orlando Magazine recently. Congratulations.
The Centerfold.
Thank you. It was fun. It really was. You know, we are so, and Cole, very much like you, you know, we want to make sure that beyond the organization, I think you would agree with this, Creative City Project or Central Community Arts, those are the names of the organizations. But what we're trying to get out there is the message, the mission, the movement of that, how important arts are to our community. And that's why I'm happy we were able to do a story, because it really is reminding people of how powerful the arts are and how important they are, and that our community is less if we don't have it.
Yes.
And so I know that's what Creative City Project is doing. Man, I want to know, when is Creative City Project going to be more than one night?
Hopefully.
Does everybody ask you that? It's so cool. And I know that the one night just allows you to bring out all the stops, but is there a way, is there a world where Creative City Project is happening once a month?
Well, here's where we'll continue to grow. It will be more than one night, maybe next year, but definitely 2 years from now. And we'll continue to expand outward from our single Saturday event. And so we'll do a Friday, Saturday, we'll do a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and we'll just continue to expand what Creative City Project is from a momentum standpoint, as we kind of focus the energy of our arts organizations toward a truly unique arts festival that focuses on and becomes a destination for performing artists from all over the world.
Mm. So like the French Festival, but beyond theater. So there you're looking at orchestras,
visual arts
and acoustic. So many things. Yeah.
So the way that I've come to talk about the future of the Creative City Project is what Art Basel in Miami has become for Miami and the visual arts, what South by Southwest is for pop music in Austin, Texas, that the Creative City Project would become for the performing artists and installation artists in Orlando. So Art Basel is a destination for visual artists who are innovating in their field from all over the world. They find themselves in Miami the first weekend in December. And in the same way, we would love for Orlando to become a mecca of sorts for performing artists from all over the world who are doing really interesting work. Mm. And in the same way, Art Basel has really shaped and shifted Miami as a whole. There's the Wynwood District there that is literally transformed as the result of Art Basel being there in Miami, that Orlando would begin seeing a transformation creatively, that we would really become a place that's not only known for, as you all say at the top of the show, our wonderful tourist experiences, mm-hmm. but people would be coming to Orlando because it is known as a place of innovation and creativity.
And we're starting to see that regularly now.
Oh, yes.
So exponentially, by the time you're doing it 2 days a week, 2 days in a weekend, that's going to be where we're at.
Right.
Well, and Cole, it's so encouraging. You know, Mary and I get to just talk to so many art leaders, and everybody that we talk to on this show is committed and dedicated to this being a creative city and,
yes.
and really this being a destination for the arts. When I spoke to some people in Washington, D.C. about Central Florida Community Arts and the way that we exist, they can't point to another organization just like us anywhere in the country that has all these different performing arts ensembles and groups under one umbrella committed to serving the community. Mm-hmm. Do you know if there's anything like, you know, you mentioned visual arts in Miami and of course we know the Fringe Festival circuit. Yeah. Is there anything out there that is exactly like Creative City Project and bringing all
immersive experiences
mm-hmm. to downtown?
Not really. And honestly, the thing that really sparked this vision in me or began to just light this fire in me was traveling to Europe in 2009. And I went to Valencia, Spain, and there's a festival there called Las Fallas, where the neighborhoods build statues. Some of them are 80, 90 feet tall. All around the city, there's several hundred of them. And the last day of the festival, everybody comes out of their house. People from all over the world show up and they set all these statues on fire and have
oh
a giant
God.
Street party. And I thought, how exciting that people from all over the world find this event that interesting that they're willing to come here. And everybody in the city comes out and celebrates it together. And I began experiencing these European festivals. And for the most part, we don't really have many of those experiences here in the States. We have Mardi Gras, which may be
kind of...
you
come out and burn things? It's kind of illegal. I've moved from cities like that.
Well, so the way I've come to describe it is there's an arts festival just here on the East Coast called Spoleto, which is a little bit more traditional with traditional orchestras and traditional theater. And then you have Burning Man out in the middle of the desert out west. And then you have these European style festivals in Europe. And so for me, it's bring Burning Man to the heart of the city, take traditional art and infuse it with some new energy and put it in the streets and public spaces of the city like a European festival. And I think we have something really special.
Ah, you're listening to Magic 107.7 FM with Cole Neesmith talking about burning it down. Yeah. And out of the ashes, the phoenix rises.
Well, this is one of the things I love about having experienced that is I've gone through the process of trying to get permits and, you know, all kinds of the logistics of making this thing happen. And if our city's going to have a large scale signature event that really celebrates our community and showcases the arts that exist here and becomes a destination for other artists, it really will take some significant collaboration.
Yes.
And what I loved about those European festivals that I've seen is, you know, they're about to light a 90-foot statue on fire and it's in an old European city,
right.
which is fire prone. And so all the fire trucks are already there spraying water on the buildings.
Yeah,
it truly is
for it.
A community effort where government services come together and private corporations come together and all the people come together to experience something and create something really special.
Funny that you bring that up because just last night for maybe close to an hour, someone who just got back from Burning Man being there 7 to 9 days spoke to a bunch of us who were just captivated with stories and stories and stories. So the fact that you're bringing this up, I'm like, actually, oh, it's pretty cool.
Right. And we don't want to have to take Creative City Project out into the middle of the desert, you know, because if you go out into the middle of the desert, you can do whatever you want. Nothing's going to catch on fire.
You have to bring your own water, we heard.
Right. And so we're committed to those kinds of collaborative relationships that really help everybody win.
What is it about creativity that intrigues people? Because some people say they're not creative, but everyone's creative.
Everyone's creative, absolutely.
What is it about creativity that mystifies people or excites people?
Yeah.
Talk about it.
I love the mystery of creativity. And I love the opportunity that we have as artists and just as humans on a daily basis to approach things that we don't know all the answers about.
Mm-hmm.
And if art is good art, I think it helps us ask questions about ourselves and about the world around us, mm-hmm. and it gives us a new perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do with the Creative City Project is we really talk about how do we take people on a journey of discovery? How do we present them with mystery and create bridges for them to encounter something new, not only in the art they see, but in the process, encountering something new about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why I love art, is because it helps me discover new things about me. It helps me shape the way I see the world around me. And ultimately, it's a relational connection, mm-hmm. where I'm connecting with an artist, or I'm connecting with another person who's in a gallery with me, or I'm having a conversation about this movie mm-hmm. I saw. I love the relational moments mm-hmm. that come on the heels of art.
And even the relationship with the perceived idea
yeah.
of that artist. You'll never even know perhaps what their idea was, but you perceive it, and yeah. therefore it is for you. And I love that.
Yeah.
Well, sure. And speaking of perception, a lot of times when we think about creativity, in our finite minds, we have to associate that with an experience or something that's happening. There's got to be some kind of visual art. There's got to be a performance on a stage. Mm-hmm. But Cole, how would you define creativity? You know, we say everyone's creative.
Mm-hmm.
And how would you define creativity then?
Yeah, I think creativity is not so much about what you do. It's about how you think. It's about how you see the world. And I know when I'm encountering new ideas, or when I'm in a place of fear, the last thing I want to do is to take the next step of faith. But I think creativity is being a person of faith who's willing to step out without knowing all the answers. And ultimately, I think all of the problems of the world are solved because of creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Because creativity gives us the power to ask, hey, how can we think about this in a different way to mm-hmm. potentially solve this problem or see this thing in a new way? And so, like, I have lots of friends who travel internationally and do humanitarian work, and I'm really passionate about traveling the world and helping people become more creative, because I think not only do we want to go somewhere and address the immediate need of hunger, we want to help be creative with the people who live in places where hunger is an issue, and dream with them and imagine with them mm. how they overcome their hunger issues.
Mm-hmm.
Because mm. creativity is the root for cultural change, and it's the root for solutions to really significant problems.
Oh, we are talking about some deep stuff now, Mary and Cole.
Yes.
You know, but what's great about it, though, is I think you would all agree that creativity is really the foundation for what makes us individuals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's what we bring to the table, even in this conversation right now. What the three of us are bringing is different perspectives, different walks of life, and new ideas, mm-hmm. even just in the conversation.
And we'll all leave a little change from the exchange.
I love... Oh, that was good.
Does that have something to do with your Creative City project?
Yeah. You might have read the application.
That's so funny.
There is something you said about fear. And I had an acting teacher once who would always have us begin everything on the top of our breath. Mm. And breath was very important, because in fear we hold our breath.
Yeah.
But when we allow our breath out and trust that and ride that, it's inspiration.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, just to get back to Creative City Project for just a second, if you go to creativecityproject.com, I encourage you to go check out their website, because it's a beautiful website. Mm-hmm. But on there, it talks about, of course, giving and volunteering and being an artist for Creative City Project. But kind of it breaks it down into three buckets on the website of how giving or volunteering or being a part in any way of Creative City Project helps. But it helps by cultivating a thriving arts community in Orlando. It helps by nurturing a deeper sense of ownership of care for Orlando amongst its residents. And it shapes the global perception of our city as one known for innovation and creativity.
Mm.
And I just think that's a beautiful way of saying your mission statement of what you're trying to do. And yeah. So if you're listening tonight and you want to give, or you want to experience, or you want to volunteer, you get to be a part of those three things
yeah.
of really being a catalyst for change here in Orlando.
That's yeah. beautiful. We're very much in alignment with what we're trying to do here with that too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Can we borrow all of that for
you
our radio
are
show?
Absolutely. Welcome to.
Hey, Cole, if people listening want to volunteer, can they?
Yeah, you can go to creativecityproject.com/volunteer. And, you know, even on that page, you'll see there's language about our volunteers being guides, because that's what our volunteers do, is they help guide the experience for each of the 20,000 people who will show up on Saturday.
Wow.
And it's all kinds of things, from wayfinding and helping people find our stages and when performances are, to helping guests answer questions, where's the bathroom, you know, that kind of stuff, to facilitating their performances and helping execute what's happening on stages and in different areas of the event.
And I've been there a couple of years. I can promise you, listeners, that you're going to have a blast when you go to Creative Seed Project. I know even for us, we're having our jazz band out there, and we're bringing in swing dancers so people can just swing dance in the street. You know, so it's going to be, you're going to experience creativity, but you're also going to have a really great time.
And a lot of heart. It's like everyone's friends out there. Yeah. You know, there's no fear going on. It's like we're all here to just celebrate life.
Do you remember that lady while we were setting up who pulled in with the flat tire?
Yes.
There was lady on, she was driving down Robinson and she had a flat tire, and Mary and I were helping each other do some work, and she just drove down with this flat tire, and we waved her into our closed street, and then we just helped her get a tow truck. Well, she was on the way to an event at a dog park. And that's what Creative City Project is.
Yes.
It's just people helping each other, being in the same space, and having some significant moments
like
with each other.
That sounds like the topic of the next segment, how arts brings people together, breaks down those walls, and breaks down those barriers. So join us as we come back with Cole Neesmith, the founder and executive director of Creative City Project, on From the Heart, Magic 107.7 FM.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to From the Heart here on Magic 107.7. I'm Mary Thompson Hunt, here with my esteemed co-host, Joshua Vickery. And we are so proud to have with us Cole Neesmith today. Cole and Joshua both do so much to bring beauty and art and love and heart to our community. And I'm just so glad that they're here and having this conversation with them. One of the things I wanted to ask you, Cole, we were talking about creativity, but I want to ask what inspires your creativity. How do you get inspired?
Wow. Oh, you know, I've talked a lot about relationships so far, and I think that's the thing that probably inspires me the most, sitting down with a kindred spirit and connecting in a really deep way. I love the power of creativity to help us go deep, but I think relationships are really the place where that depth that we cultivate through creativity begins to mean the most. And so when you and I can connect as humans on the things that we care about, and the things that we're dreaming about, and the things that we're thinking about, and the things that we love, and the things that hurt us. Mm-hmm. When we're able to connect deeply, I think that's the thing that I love most in life. And it's one of the things I love most in experiencing art, mm-hmm. is art that helps me in my life go deep.
You know, it comes easy to some people. I know it comes easy. It seems to come easy from you and from Joshua. I've been told that about myself, but for a lot of people, it's not. You know, maybe that part of them wasn't as nurtured or supported.
Yeah.
So what are the things we can do for our friends or people with whom we share to bring conversations or relationships to that level?
Well, let me just start by sharing a little bit of my story, I think, in response to that question, which was, I think I had to fight to get to that place where I really valued and thrived in depth. It's not something that was necessarily in my environment growing up. It's not necessarily something that I was constantly surrounded by. And in fact, even today, I am oftentimes scared about going deep in relationship and in conversation, especially around some specific topics that are sensitive to me. But I think that depth and intimacy is always a little bit, prevented by fear. And if we can enter into loving relationships where we are cared for and we know we're cared for, I think that's really the beginning of our ability to open up and encounter people and things intimately.
Mm. That's a great way of putting that, Cole. And I really saw that being lived out through you and by you when we were able to work together on the Beautiful Together Pulse tribute concert that we did. And that was really one of those moments where we were able to all bring our, you know, different gifts and passions to the table all around a beautiful cause, and the relationships that were built and the journey that we went on. I know it'll be one that I will remember for the rest of my life.
Yes.
And I got to see you in action in those conversations and leading the way through that. So I know that when you say those types of moments inspire you, I saw you be inspired and be inspirational during those times. So it really was beautiful.
You know, I still tell people about that, about the Beautiful Together event that was on June 28th, just 16 days after the tragic shooting at Pulse. And hundreds of our artists from dozens of arts organizations across our community coming together to take people on an artistic journey from mourning to hope, and to see the just the process of our community, thousands from our community sitting in a room together, encountering some meaningful creative moments. It was so beautiful. And when I tell people about it who don't live here, who didn't get to experience it like we did, the Beautiful Together event, they're amazed. And they say, how do you do it? And I said, and my response is always, I don't know, it was so special. I don't think these things do happen. Hundreds of artists and dozens of arts organizations don't get together in 2 weeks and do something as significant as that. But our community is so special. And that event and that time that we shared together was so special.
There was so much heart. There were no egos. Yeah. It was just pure, what can we do? Wanting to be of service. Well, and you that... two, I just bow to both of you. I'm so honored to be here with both of you for what you both put for Orlando.
And well, let me brag on Joshua here too, and Central Florida Community Arts Orchestra, and kind of simultaneously brag on Creative City Project a little bit too, is both of our organizations are about relationship amongst our arts community. And that's why I think one of the reasons Joshua and I both love connecting with our arts community, and what you guys are doing here at From the Heart, and what he's doing at Central Florida Community Arts Orchestra and choir and the jazz band and everything that they're doing, because we're already in relationship as an arts community. It was the foundation for us to jump into that pressure cooker together and serve our community the way we did.
So if someone knocked at your doors, gentlemen, and said, how do you do it? We want to do it here in blah, blah, USA. What would you say?
Where do we start, Cole? I mean, I think what Cole just said, though, it starts with a mission and passion and relationship, and always remembering that we're better together than siloed, and partnerships and collaborations are huge. And I think that in that moment that the Pulse tragedy happened, and these conversations, you know, the actual performance happened 16 days after, but the conversations happened hours after the tragedy. Yep. And it was because I think we were put in a place to help lead those conversations, because every day of our lives, we live out partnership, we live out collaboration, we live out that mission. Mm. And so we were just kind of, it was just the right fit for us to help lead those conversations. But I would say, and I do have this conversation with a lot of people all over who are looking to start something like this, you have to put others before yourself in that. And it sounds very biblical, but it's real when it comes to a successful arts community. Because when you start turning inwards and you start looking on yourself and you start looking at your own goals and agendas above the communities or above the greater arts community, then that's when you don't see that success. But we have seen success every time we've been in a mode of serving, or a mode of partnering, or a mode of collaborating, or a mode of putting others above ourselves. That's every time we've seen a blessing.
And Joshua, is it ever easy?
No, it's never easy. Never. I think that's part of it, is that's, and that's why a lot of times in communities it doesn't happen is because it's not easy and people give up. But if you persevere, it what comes out of it is what we saw, beautiful.
I see that in relationships too, a marriage, when you put the relationship before you, the other before you, that's when you can work through anything. We're here at Magic 107.7 FM From the Heart.
Yeah. We're talking some deep stuff today, Mary.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah. I'm just delighted. I feel like there's going to be people that listen to this and are going to be a little bit different in how they look at how they go through the world. A lot of people look at it differently. What can I get?
Yeah, and so just, you know, remind us, Cole, about Creative City Project, because this being an hour show that we get to talk as people are tuning in and tuning out. Hopefully you're tuning in the whole time. But if you're tuning out or tuning in, just remind us about Creative City Project. What are we going to see? What are we going to experience? When is it?
Creative City Project is this Saturday, October 15th, from 5 to 11 p.m. in the heart of downtown Orlando on Orange Avenue from Central Boulevard down to Jackson Street, Pine Street, Church Street. We'll have nearly 1,000 artists and performers filling the streets and public spaces of downtown Orlando. It's absolutely free. You can find out how to reserve your tickets on creativecityproject.com. And you can take an Uber down there, you can take a bus, or you can brave the traffic and drive. There's lots of parking garages. If you've been to the Dr. Phillips Performing Arts Center and have parked there, you can use either of those parking garages. You could park at Chase Plaza. There's all kinds of parking all around downtown Orlando. One right across from the library. We would love for you to join us for creative encounters you can't have anywhere else in the world.
Everyone has a good time there. There is something for everyone. If they go on the website and look at the different acts that are there, can they kind of map out their experience prior?
Yeah.
That might not be a bad idea.
We have lots of main stages and tons of performances happening simultaneously. Mm-hmm. And most of our arts organizations and groups and artists will be performing their pieces more than once. Mm-hmm. So if you miss it one time, you can circle back around and see it again. Some but yeah, you can hop right online and look at the schedule and figure out what it is you want to see to make sure you can see those. Mm-hmm. Also, we do have some VIP tickets, and the sale of those tickets help for us to even put the event on. And one of the things you get as part of the VIP package is a suggested route that you can take. We have a few options there, and you can see some of the highlights if you want to follow that. And right now on From the Heart, we're offering 50% off on those VIP tickets, one of which includes a dinner at Artisan's Table and lots of other great stuff. If you use the code FRONTROW, one word, FRONTROW, there in the checkout, you'll get 50% off those VIP tickets. So it's a great, excellent, amazing, unique date night. So find somebody you love and come have a good time.
Seriously, that's a great date night.
Great, excellent, amazing, unique date night. I mean, how could you pass that up? So, yeah. Cole, those that are listening, you know, it's next Saturday. So say somebody's out of town or they got to work or they just have other plans, which I can't imagine having other plans than Creative City Project. But if next Saturday comes and goes, how can those that are listening right now get involved for next year, maybe even apply to be an artist? How do we be involved in Creative City outside of next Saturday?
Yeah, so on our website, we have pages for everybody. We have pages for people who want to help put it on by donating. We have pages for artists who are interested in participating. And we have an opportunity for people to connect to our Facebook page, which is it's updated all throughout the year. And you'll see amazing photos from the event. And actually, I would encourage you, if you've never been to Creative City Project, check out our Facebook page, check out our website. Both of them have tons of images from years
images
past.
Images and some videos too, yeah.
Yep, and videos. And so you can get a little bit of a preview glimpse of what the Creative City Project is all about.
You mentioned earlier about maybe down the line having Creative City Project versions of it more regularly.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that maybe like once a quarter, or once a month, they might find versions?
We have some things in the works. And Joshua earlier talked about kind of our mission, and our mission being threefold. One, towards artists to help cultivate a thriving arts community. And so we did launch something this year where we're providing some free creative process workshops for artists that are free to artists as a service to our arts community and helping bolster our artists and their creativity. So we had Daniel Ross, an artistic director from Cirque du Soleil, who came and did a free workshop, and Mary Hunt was there. And so we're going to have some more of those workshops for artists. And then, you know, we're dreaming about and having some conversations about some really fun collaborations with our existing arts organizations as part of their regular season. So one of the things that we hope as the Creative City Project is that we're continuing to build a brand that our audience trusts for really unique experiences. And so we're helping some of our arts organizations think about how they can begin creating some new programming as part of their regular arts seasons that we would do in collaboration with the Creative City Project. And our audience members will bring them along, and they'll know that it's a special part of our arts organization's seasons, maybe in a unique location, or maybe some interesting technology involved, or just something special.
Ooh, I want to talk to you about that.
Yeah,
Cole.
Let's.
Seriously.
Okay,
we were here, folks.
Especially the technology part. Goodness gracious, I know you lead the way in that. So, if you don't go to Creative City Project for any other reason, you can go and meet the Mary Thompson Hunt at Creative City Project, because you're an artist this year.
Yes, I am. I'm very excited about it.
It's so hard to, you know, that sometimes we get to facilitate these great conversations, but don't forget that Mary herself is an amazing artist.
Will you stop by, Joshua?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I'm going to be there. I'm going to do the VIP experience, and so it's gonna be great.
Yeah.
Cole, what is something you want to leave us with? What are some thoughts on just our city, the creativity, you know, the inspiration you talked about? Leave our listeners with some of your great thoughts.
Yeah, well, Orlando is a wonderful place to live, and I think the three of us really believe that. And one of the best ways you can support arts and culture in Orlando is go out and attend something. And so I just want to bring that call to all of our listeners today to say, get up out of that chair, you know, get up out of that car and go and experience something new and take a risk. Because I think a lot of times, especially right here in Central Florida, when you trust one of our arts organizations with your time, you're not going to be disappointed.
No.
Because we have great artists here in Orlando.
We really do.
That is such a great
well put.
That's such a great word. And you know, I am an arts dude. I love the arts. I experience the arts all the time. Going to see 1776 this evening. But I am not a sports dude, but I had heard all the hype about Orlando City Soccer. You know, everybody loved Orlando City Soccer. So I went to my first game and I just was like on overload. It was amazing and awesome.
So fun.
So if you're listening to this show right now and you've never experienced the arts, trust us, it's awesome. And once you go and experience it, you won't be able to get enough of it. So Cole, thank you for all that you do for our community.
Thank you, Cole.
We value your friendship and cheering you on as we all go out together and make our community better through the arts. And as Cole challenged you, go out and see something this week. There's so many cool things happening. And if you go to OrlandoAtPlay.com, there's a listing of all our arts organizations and what they're presenting, what they're offering. There's a lot to do out there, Mary.
And thank you, Joshua, for all you do.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And this show is so much fun. And I'm so glad we're able to bring to the people of Magic 107.7 FM all the things that are happening in our arts community. So we will see you next week. Join us back here on From the Heart.
Bye.